SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Hello. A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more? Tune in from the 1st of May.
On DAB Radio, online.
The SBS audio app.
And SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
Ceasefire talks between the US and Iran seem to be on hold. Pakistan had planned to host a second round of talks, but the White House suspended Vice President J.D. Vance's planned trip to Islamabad as Iran rebuffed efforts to restart negotiations. Pakistani officials say authorities will keep security arrangements in place in Islamabad in case US and Iranian delegations ultimately arrive. Speaking to the Associated Press, Kumar Chima, the executive director of the Sonoba Institute in Islamabad, says talks between the US and Iran have stalled due to a lack of clarity and a complex power struggle within Tehran.
The American side must be considering that if they are going to Pakistan, they should get the desired deal, which they think. So if the J.D. Vance is to travel or the other people are to travel, so they should get what they actually proposed to the Iranians. But I think they're not getting that. So the most important thing is that what is the face saving? What are you going to tell to your people? What we are going to sign with the Iranians? So I think not having clarity on the deal or what will be the deal is one of the reasons that is creating confusion about the delay of the travel of the vice president and the J.D. Vance and the Kushner.
Do you think there'll be talks? Will they reach a resolution?
Let's not expect that will be very quick, but yes, expect that much of the work has been done on the draft. And we do believe that both parties are coming in Islamabad to get the concrete result. And I think if the Vice President J.D. Vance is coming along with the other people from the U.S., it seems that the Iranians have agreed to one of the draft, either which the J.D. Vance shared in Islamabad or what was discussed in Tehran when Nasser Munir was there.
Who's making the decisions in Iran?
You know, this is a group of the IRGC along with the new Supreme Leader Mujtaba Khamenei. They are taking decisions. So it does not seem that these people who are talking, they have the absolute authority. And I think that was one of the reasons the Field Marshal did visit Iran to speak to all the people. He did meet everyone, even to whom it was not shown on the media. So that was to go and take the pulse and to convince the IRGC and the new leadership within the IRGC, those who are working very closely with the new Supreme Leader or those who are advising new Supreme Leader. This is one of the challenges. And I think the Americans do understand this challenge and the Pakistanis do understand this challenge, that the people who are talking, they're influential, they're powerful, they are the face, but they do not hold the ultimate power.
Can Iran carry on?
The later they sign the deal, the further the pressure will increase on the Iranian side. But they may be in a good position to fight, kinetically, but engaging United States with these kind of pressure tactics where you block the Strait of Hormuz or you decrease the access of the American Iranian ships and you don't let the Iranians operate into the international waterways will definitely, give a harsh signals or tough signals to the Iranian economy or to the Iranian oil export.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.